I'm sitting here with Cody Carnathan aboard the Hawaiian Chieftain. Now, Hawaiian Chieftain and Lady Washington, they've decided to extend their stay in Euriga all the way up until May 1st, which is pretty cool. Can you explain to me why you decided to do that?
Basically, with a ship like this, the ocean is a pretty big factor in how we get from place to place. And if the ocean's too rough, we won't go.
Yeah, because these ships aren't as steady as more modern vessels, are they?
No, they're just as steady, but what it is it puts a lot of wear and tear on people, and if it's needlessly risky, it just doesn't really warrant it. It's like an hour away, but it'd actually be kind of a dangerous run up the coast. So we want to know ahead of time to give all the schools, because we're primarily an educational vessel, so we need to give them a week's heads up, so 3 or 4 days ago, we started looking at the weather and realizing it might not go very easily. And so we didn't want to run it, but we needed to give them enough time ahead of time to make other plans.
Sweet. And you're going to Crescent City after this?
Crescent City, yeah. And so now we'll just go there for one day and try to pick up one of our ed programs, get that run, and then we'll head north to Coos Bay.
Okay, right on. That definitely works out. And does that give you more opportunity for many of the other schools here?
Well, actually what we're looking into is busing the programs from Crescent City down, and just they'll have to add an extra hour ride down and back. The schedule is made up about a year in advance.
Oh, cool. Awesome. What do you do on the educational programs?
The educational program is basically a total like cultural immersion. So we'll be wearing period authentic clothing. Turn the engines off, actually sail the boat. The students will help raise the sails, set the sails. Then they'll go into 3 educational stations where they'll learn about either the life of the sailor, navigation and being an officer, or trade and how that worked, because those were the 3 like major parts, I guess.
What was the life of the sailor like?
It was pretty hard, pretty difficult, fairly dangerous. We break into Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and then we take actual bag of authentic sailor items, pass them around for the students, and see how they would incorporate into that pyramid.
Okay, neat. That's really cool. They probably learned a lot about history through that.
Yeah, and then same thing with trade. The entire purpose for the ships, like Lady Washington coming over here, was trade with the Northwest natives to get otter pelts to actually go to China to trade for tea to go back to Boston and sell. And so a trade was huge, but neither group knew the language. So we actually do a trade program where we teach them the items, the history, and then we actually have them trade silently with each other to see the difficulties that would be involved.
Oh, cool. Awesome. How long would it take a ship like this to get to China?
The fastest of the ships could do it in 3 or 4 months. But it was actually closer from California to China than Boston to China. Mm-hmm. So China was pretty quick. It was getting back to Boston that took the hardest, because you had to go around Cape Horn.
Okay, awesome. And then before that, how would they would they go from Boston back on over to China, or would they go
It'd be the entire journey from Boston to the Northwest to China, and then either back to the Northwest or back to Boston would be about 3 years.
Wow. Okay. And these sailors had a lot of time.
Yeah, but one otter pelt was worth roughly like a large percentage of a year's salary for a sailor. So, and the otter pelts were being traded for things that were not worth that much. Okay. So it was highly lucrative.
Okay, sweet. Awesome. Makes a lot of sense. Now, while you're here, you're adding on some battle sails and evening sails. What's the difference between the two?
So, an evening sail is more focused on going out, one boat going alone, seeing the sunset, taking in the sights. We'll maybe go through an educational explanation, a small cannon demonstration, hoisting and setting the sails. Whereas a battle sail is the Lady Washington and Hawaiian Chieftain will go out and we'll actually both turn off our engines fully sailing, do actual maneuvers, and fire the guns at each other, trying to maneuver around with sort of a point system.
Oh, that's neat. Awesome. And people, whenever you have the battle sails, they can go and they can watch them?
Yeah, so locally around here, there's on the west side of town of Eureka, there's a pier we've noticed by some sort of a lumber processing facility that people have been going out on that pier, and we go pretty close to that pier and fire the guns at them. There's usually a pretty big crowd on the pier.
Cool. And people can find out when those sales are, plus the walking tours and all that, on over at your website, which is historicalseaport.org.
Yep. Yeah, the website's pretty well put together and easy to use.
And you update it pretty often too, which is a plus.
Update it daily, yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me here. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Just come out and check out the boats. Take a look. We also have a two-week program called 2 Weeks Before the Mast, open to people 16 and over. It's about $600, and you actually become a crew member on the ship. No experience necessary. By the end of 2 weeks, you will be a full-fledged sailor and then have the option of staying around as a volunteer. And that's where the majority of our crew actually came from, is up through our 2 weeks before the mast sailing program.
Okay, awesome. And they can find out more about that through historicalseaport.org?
On the website, yep.